大家好，欢迎收听今天这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
So Dylan, you have lived in China for a while now?
Yeah, that's right.
So have you had any culture shock or noticed anything that is really different from your own country?
Nothing has really shocked me except for some of the driving habits here in China.
Why 什么
So like if someone drives in the wrong way in traffic, that will literally make the news in America. People will put them on TV. But here in China, it's almost a daily occurrence.
就非常的 common, right?
Yeah.
好的好的。
But I do have to say that Chinese people have a much more intimate relationship with their cell phones.
You mean like Chinese people are always on their phones?
Yeah. Just pay attention next time you're at Starbucks or walking down the street. You'll see what I mean.I was on the bus the other day, and literally every person was looking at their cell phones, even the bus driver.
Really? That was dangerous. Okay, well, we love our cell phones in China. You don't in America?
We do, and we kind of have the same problem, but not to the same extent. Chinese people use their cell phones for everything.
Yeah.
Emails, Taobao, WeChat, Weibo. Yeah. Hell, you don't even silence your cell phone half the time when we do podcasts.
That was a small mistake, okay? And only for one time, right?
Yeah, and you were always, 刷朋友圈?
刷朋友圈,你们怎么说刷朋友圈 in English?
It means look at your WeChat moments.
就用 look at 就好了,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
或者 look at 微博,就是刷朋友圈,刷微博的意思。另外还有一个,就是我因为经常听到朋友用错,如果我们说玩手机,不是 play your phone, it should be...
Play with your phone.
一定要有一个 with, play with your phone, 才是玩手机的意思。So what do you use your phone in America?
Mainly games and posting pictures of yourself on the internet.
就是 social media.
Yeah.
所以就是主要是玩游戏，然后玩一些那个社交媒体。那我们今天呢就要和大家聊一些和手机有关的表达。如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
We could also talk about the correct usage of some cell phone terminology.
Terminology. Okay, yes. Like what?
Before moving to China, I had never heard someone refer to the memory of a cell phone as GB.
GB.
Yeah. The proper meaning of GB is gigabytes.
Gigabytes.
But I guess it doesn't hurt to shorten things once in a while, right?
对呀，就是我们的手机内存 We don't even say GB, we just say G.对，比如说六十四 G。
So now you're super shortening it, huh?
对。Okay. 然后你刚刚讲手机内存什么 ？The memory of a cell phone.
Yeah, that's right.
然后呢，我们要注意啊，我们虽然平时中文里面讲就是讲六十四 G， 但是呢，其实这个 GB 它的正确的发音，当你看到这个 GB 的时候，你应该要发成 gigabytes, right?
Yeah.
那如果说我要讲说我的手机内存是六十四 G， 要怎么说呢？
My cell phone has 64 gigabytes of memory.
再重复一遍 My cell phone has 64 gigabytes of memory, right?
Yeah.
所以呢以后一定要记得啊 GB 它读成 gigabytes. 然后呢顺便就一起提一下当你看到这个 MB 的时候它应该要读成 megabyte, right?
Yeah, MB.
对。
Did you know Albert Einstein once said, The definition of genius is taking the complex and making it simple.
Exactly.
So maybe the Chinese are onto something here.
Yeah, we also say PPT. We are genius.
Yeah, the same thing goes for apps or APP, which is much longer than just saying app, right? APP sounds like you're going to go relieve yourself. Like, I need to go take APP.
Okay.
It just sounds wrong in English. So while abroad, try not to use APP and just say app.
App.
It will save you some embarrassing moments, okay?
这个点呢，其实我们讲过好几次了，就是我们手机上的那个应用软件啊，不要读成 APP， 直接读成 app 就好了。如果你说 APP 的话呢，就很像在说 I need to take a PP， 就是我要尿尿的意思。What's funny?
That's funny to hear a girl say that.
好了，当然了，你和中国人讲的话大家都听得懂，但是你跟这个母语人士聊天的时候还是要讲成 app， 不然对方呢可能就会 get 不到你。
Okay, one more, and I promise I'm done.
Okay, what is it?
The thing that protects your screen on your cell phone is not called a sticker, a more. Okay, it's called a screen protector.
Okay,
that's all I have to say.
So have you ever heard anyone say sticker?
Nope, but that's what more translates to, is sticker.
所以因为 sticker 这个词呢，它有贴纸的意思，那我们的膜感觉就像是一个贴纸啊，所以也许会有人去查词典啊，然后就把手机膜叫成 sticker， 但是呢，它正确的讲法是 screen protector， 字面意思呢，就是说保护屏幕的那个东西啊。那既然说到手机膜，那手机壳呢？手机壳要怎么说？
Screen protector. Oh, 手机壳。
No, 手机壳。
That's just called a protector or a case.
哦，就叫 protector， 或者叫 case， 就是 C-A-S-E 那个单词 ，right？
Yeah.
所以手机壳呢可以叫 case 或者 protector. Okay, so are you sure that's it? Nothing else bothers you?
No, all these things I mentioned don't really bother me. What really does drive me crazy are these filters that everyone uses for selfies. Like the dog ears or the cat whiskers or making your eyes super big like an alien.
Well, in China, big eyes are considered attractive.
In America too, but not freakishly big like these.Do you use these filters, Kara? Be honest.
I do, and I like dog ears and cat whiskers. So what?
I guess that's kind of weird, I guess. I'm not surprised.
好嘞，我们录完这节目再说啊。他说这还有一个很受不了的事情呢，就是中国的女生，可能女生是大多数吧，就是当他们 take a selfie， 就是拍自拍的时候呢，就经常会用一些 filter， 就是一些滤镜，然后呢现在经常会戴一些 dog ears and cat whiskers， 就是戴一些狗耳朵啊、猫胡须啊等等等等这种，或者说 make your eyes super big like an alien， 就是让眼睛大得像外星人一样，就会觉得有一点 weird。So, do you use a filter?
Hell yeah, I do. Have you seen this ugly mug?
No, Dylan, you're handsome.
Lies.
对啊，我是在撒谎。OK, 好了，最后我们来复习一下今天学的表达。Number one.
Okay, Chinese people have an intimate relationship with their cell phones.
Intimate relationship 就是亲密的关系，所以就是讲中国人很依赖手机，很离不开手机。
Silence your cell phone.
把你的手机调成静音。
Play with your cell phone or play on your cell phone.
Oh, with 和 on 都可以是吧？但是不能没有这个介词。它的意思呢就是玩手机。
Memory of a cell phone.
手机内存。
GB, gigabyte, and MB, megabyte.
Number six.
App, not APP.
它指的是
You're not going meow meow.
它是指的应用程序。
Screen protector.
手机膜。
Case protector.
手机壳。
Selfie.
自拍。
Filter.
滤镜。另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包，大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解课程详情了。
And that covers all of today's podcast, guys. Thanks for coming to Morning English, and I hope you guys have a good day. This has been Dylan.
我是卡拉。
Have a good day. Bye bye.
Bye bye.